Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Acting Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee and former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards lead the field in cash on hand heading into the special election in Texas's 18th Congressional District. News 88.7 political reporter Andrew Schneider says former congressional staffer Isaiah Martin made a surprising third-place showing in the latest campaign finance reports.
The mid-October filings with the Federal Election Commission show Menefee having raised more than $1.5 million, with Edwards having raised more than $1.2 million, and Martin having raised just over a million.
It's really notable this early in to see multiple candidates having raised over $1 million.
Joshua Blank is research director of the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas in Austin.
Oftentimes, donors coalesce behind the candidate that they see as being the strongest. And what's clear from these early fundraising numbers is that no candidate has won the money race, as it's sometimes called.
State Representative Jolanda Jones placed a distant fourth, having raised less than $350,000. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
The government shutdown is expected to cause more ground stops at the nation's airports. News 88.7's Tom Perumian has an update.
The Federal Aviation Administration says delays due to ground stops could hit Bush Airport around 4 p.m. It would be the fourth such disruption in the past week. This is tied to the federal shutdown. Air traffic controllers are working without pay, and many of them are calling in sick as the shutdown pushes into its second month. Anyone flying out today is encouraged to check with their airlines and to expect longer delays getting through security. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
A woman convicted of hitting and killing a man in Montrose back in 2023 while she was drunk has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. That man was reportedly on a first date walking out of a donut shop when Christina Chambers hit him with her car. Court records show that Chambers' blood alcohol content was four times the legal limit at the time of the crash. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.